is pushing back against criticism of the Helsinki summit, accusing the news media of trying to provoke a confrontation with Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the media is pushing so recklessly hard and wants so badly to see a major confrontation with Russia, even one that could lead to war. He's accusing the media of going crazy, that many reports about him are total fiction, made up without any backup, sources, or proof. He tweets the summit was a great success, and he looks forward to a second meeting with Putin so they can start implementing some of what they discussed in Finland, including stopping terrorism and security for Israel. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union says it is preparing measures against the United States if President Trump imposes tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström says the 28-nation bloc would be forced to impose more rebalancing measures if Trump escalates trade tensions with the auto tariffs. These measures would come on top of tariffs the US has already put on steel and aluminum imports, which the EU has responded to with duties on US products. Malmström and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker will visit the president next week to discuss the tariffs issue further. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish lawmakers are debating a new terror bill as the state of emergency ends. It's aimed at dealing with continued security threats. The bill would allow authorities to press ahead with mass dispersals of civil servants and hold certain suspects in custody for up to 12 days. The state of emergency, declared after the 2016 coup attempt, ended on Thursday. This is VOA News. A media report says British police believe they have identified the perpetrators of the Novichok attack on former agent Sergei Skripal in Salisbury, England. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Police cross-checked security camera images with records of people entering the UK, a trail that has led them to several Russian suspects. This is according to the UK's Press Association, citing a source close to the investigation. But a police spokesman declined to comment.
That was Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder. Israel passed a law Thursday declaring only Jews have the right of self-determination in the country. Reuters' Emily Wither reports it's something members of the Arab minority called racist and verging on apartheid.
The nation's state law, backed by the right-wing government, passed after months of political argument. Reuters correspondent in Jerusalem, Jeffrey Heller, explains what it means.
This law enshrines the concept that Israel is the nation state of the Jewish people. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been pushing this line for years. It's one of his conditions for a peace treaty with the Palestinians. He says that there can't be peace until the Palestinians recognize Israel as the Jewish state, as the Jewish homeland. Now, that is effectively part of Israel's constitution. And Israel's Arab minority, which makes up 20% of the population, is not pleased.
Israel's Arabs have long complained they feel like second-class citizens.
That was Reuters reporter Emily Wither. A steam pipe explosion rocked New York's Manhattan's Fifth Avenue at the start of the workday. AP's Rita Foley reports.
It was pretty violent, says a witness. A steam pipe explosion beneath Manhattan's Fifth Avenue sent chunks of asphalt flying. Pedestrians started running. Police evacuated buildings. Manholes started blowing up. A witness says steam was shooting 70 feet into the air, spewing dirt and debris. No major injuries, but Con Ed warned those who may have gotten material on them to shower immediately in case of asbestos.
It's a 1932 main that we treat this as asbestos. We took samples and we immediately bounded the zone as a hot zone.
Spokeswoman Sawmill Shukla. I'm Rita Foley.
Nicaragua is marking the 39th anniversary of the 1979 revolution against dictator Anastasio Somoza amid protests and bloodshed. Some say the country has made progress under current President Daniel Ortega, but others say Ortega has become a dictator himself. Protests that broke out over pension cuts in April have blossomed into a larger movement demanding Ortega cede the power that he and his wife have concentrated in their family's hands. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more.